Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox, joined in studio today by Alana Cooper, Executive Director with the Monroe-West Monroe Convention and Visitors Bureau. And also, congratulations on Alana on being named Chairman of the Board, elected for that for the Louisiana Travel Promotion Association. Congratulations. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Boy, that was an extra long introduction, but congratulations on the being elected there as Chairman of the Board for the Travel Promotion Association for the state. Tell us, what is the mission statement as far as the Louisiana Travel Promotion Association? What's it all about?
Well, the Louisiana Travel Promotion Association is over 800 members of people throughout the state that are involved in the tourism industry. That's from hoteliers to bed and breakfast to attractions to restaurants and then convention and visitors bureaus. That's kind of a general overview. And there's even campgrounds as well. So people who bring tourists into Louisiana and accommodate them in some way or another, whether that's from something to do, something to eat, or somewhere to stay. So the association is there to help market the state of Louisiana and market these members, as well as to advocate for the tourism industry to the legislature. And then also they offer educational programs from an annual convention, which we actually just hosted here in January, and to offer educational programs throughout the year as well. So,
as the association's chair, what can you, can you tell us about setting the agenda or ongoing campaigns coming up this year?
Well, I mean, we'll continue a lot of the things that we're already doing. Biggest thing right now on our agenda is the oil spill. Working with the state, trying to make sure that we can do everything we can to make sure that the positive news is out there. You know, unfortunately, sometimes the media does want to play out the bad things, and it is a bad thing. This oil spill is very, very detrimental to our coast and our coastline and a lot of our attractions, as well as a lot of businesses through the seafood industry and that aspect. But we also need to be out there still marketing. There's a lot to Louisiana. Besides that, not to necessarily to put it aside, but also to say there's a great reasons to still come to Louisiana and visit. And the association is still out there trying to help and also working hand in hand with the Louisiana seafood promotion industry to work with them to get the message out about that the seafood that is being served out of Louisiana, out of the Gulf, is safe. And so we're working hand in hand with them as well.
Right. That's been ongoing. Any new ideas that you've kind of kept in the back of your mind that you can kind of put to the forefront now?
Well, no, I don't know that there's anything new and major, but one of the main things is we want to be out there. One of our big programs has been the culinary trails, and that's been a big marketing program that the Louisiana Travel Promotion Association has pushed. And I think I've kind of was an advocate for this because I felt like people come to Louisiana because of the food. I mean, they really do. It's something that if you come, you know you're going to put your diet aside and you're going to eat all you can eat. And you want to eat and people want to come when we have things that are national events and people come into town, they want to experience. They want to eat crawfish. They want to eat shrimp. They want to eat jambalaya. They want to eat etouffee. They want to eat the things that are native to Louisiana. And those things can be served and safe to the visitors. And so we want to make sure that they understand that and that they know that great food's throughout Louisiana. It's not just all in New Orleans, but there's some great food up this way as well.
So, how does the culinary trail, how does that involve the rest of the state? Is it...
Well, it's done by regions, and so there's six regions and there's six trails. So you can basically it's not necessarily line up to you have to go eat at this one specific place, but in each area there's about 5 to 10 restaurants that are picked out in each area, and you should go and try. It's kind of like here's kind of the ones if you've only got a little bit of time, don't miss these. And so it's right. Kind of and usually it's a pretty good variety of those. I mean, like in our area we have Waterfront Grill, we might have Big Mama's, and so you've got a little bit of that's from plate lunch to seafood. So you've got in the warehouse. So those are some of the ones that fall into that category. And so it's one and PGs, you know. So some of those things that are favorites for your local people that if someone's visiting, they should experience.
Right. How critical, you mentioned the oil spill, how critical is the work of the LTPA in light of the oil spill? Because you'd be working with the lieutenant governor, which right now the... on a temporary basis with Scott Angel, but tell us a little bit about that.
Well, with Louisiana Travel Promotion Association, you need someone who is out there that's kind of hands-on. I mean, one, we can get real-time stories from those CVBs and those association members that are on the coast that are dealing with it, that are losing either their shrimpers or someone with them is not, some of their businesses that are being affected. So we're getting real-time reports about what's exactly happening. We're able to put that up on the website. We're able to communicate that to the lieutenant governor, who's in right hand to the governor. And so we're giving more than, it provides basically a well-rounded resource of information about what's happening out there in our industry.
any ideas or campaigns or emphasis on bringing people to the state in light of that?
Definitely. Our focus will be the PR aspect of it, and to try and keep, like I said, with the culinary trails, pushing that to make sure that we're out there. We go to trade shows and different things, from women's shows in Memphis and Birmingham and in Nashville, Tennessee, and Dallas, Texas, and Houston. So we go to a lot of those places, and so we'll be there face-to-face representing the state of Louisiana. We'll be talking about the food safe. The food's still great, right. Always will be, and what you eat will be safe if it is Louisiana seafood. And we also want to give them real-time reports. You know, yes, our shrimp industry, our oyster industry is very much hurting, so this is a great time for you to come and visit, because most people want to know, what can they do?
Right.
Visit. Come
exactly.
See us.
Of course, moving forward statewide, but also moving forward locally with the West Monroe Convention and Visitors mm-hmm. Bureau, some things that are going to be coming up that we can look forward to.
Well, we have a busy summer this year, June, July, August. I've been pretty very well for us. We've got some basically softball, baseball tournaments that are coming mm-hmm. up. We've got a World Series. It's a high school baseball, ages 15, 16, 17, and 18 coming in. We've got some state tournaments. And then we've got on the state FFA 4-H horse show at the Ike. And then we've got the Archery Shooters Association. Their world tournament is coming up at the end of July, which mm-hmm. is great. About 1,400 people for 4 days. So.
And horseshoe tournament, Luke Nash,
yes.
coming
We're
up going, next year.
Next year, we host a 14-day event, one of our largest events we've ever landed here, and that'll be coming next July in 2011. So we're getting prepared for it.
Alana, a website someone can go to find out more about the Travel Promotion Association or the local Convention Visitors Bureau.
LTPA.org or to Monroe-WestMonroe.org for local events and calendar events, and the link to LTPA as well. So.
Chairman of the Board with the Louisiana Travel Promotion Association and our Executive Director of the Monroe-West Monroe Convention and Visitors Bureau, Alana Cooper. Alana, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
You can hear this and other Lanyap podcasts by visiting The Listening Room online at KEDM.org.